I guess I was just lucky because I did manage to corral Elvis Presley in a back room of Ottawa's auditorium. I found someone that I didn't expect. I found a 22-year-old boy who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, who was better looking than most of his pictures, and who handled himself in front of a battery of reporters without show, without ostentation, and with no attempt at being smart. He was a quiet sort of boy who gave straight answers. He just finished an interview with the newspaper boys when I moved in and asked him if big money in such a short space of time had changed him in any way.
No, it hasn't changed me. It's, like I said earlier, it's just that, you know, I can afford things I never would have gotten otherwise if I hadn't gotten lucky in life, you know.
What are some of the big things you've done with your money? Some of the things you've always wanted to do, and suddenly you've got the money to do them with?
Well, I've got a nice home, which is, I guess it's a desire of everybody to have a nice home. And I got a, cars and everything I've always wanted. When I was small, I used to see cars, real shiny cars and everything, and I said if I ever had any money, I was going to get my fill of cars.
How many cars have you got now, Elvis?
8.
Are they all Cadillacs?
No, sir. 4 of them's Cadillacs. 1 of them is a Lincoln Continental. I got 3 little sports cars.
Now, do you mind my asking how much money you grossed last year?
About $1,200,000.
Have you any plans for getting married with all that sort of money? I imagine a lot of girls would be on the chase.
Well, I have no plans for getting married. And besides, if the girl is on the chase for that, well, she's on a wild goose chase because, I can usually sense whether or not that's what they're after or not, you know.
Yeah, now, here in Ottawa, there's a situation which you've probably experienced elsewhere on your travels across the continent. The separate school board recently unanimously passed a motion in which they were going to encourage the parents and teachers to stay away from your show because they thought your singing was vulgar. No doubt you've run across these situations before, and what is your answer?
Well, yes, I've run across them before. I just wish the people would stop judging a tree by its bark, something they've heard or something they've read or something. They should come out to the show and judge it for themselves. And then if they still think it, well, just let them think it, because that's all I can do, you know. I certainly don't mean to be vulgar or suggestive, and I don't think I am.
That's all part of your performance, your technique.
That's just my way of expressing songs. You have to put on a show for people. You can't stand there like a statue.
Now, Elvis, you've watched people you've watched teenagers when they've been pretty excited. You've seen a lot of them when they've been very excited. What's your opinion of teenagers in North America? Have they lost a lot of their morals, or are they just the same as they've been lots of other times?
No, they haven't. They're growing up, you know, and they're having a nice time, and nobody's going to stop that. I mean, the only way they're going to stop that is for the United States to turn communist, and I don't think that'll ever happen. But you're not going to stop a group of kids and young people and everything from having a nice time because they only grow up once, and they're going to have a ball while they're growing up. I mean, I know I don't blame them, and I don't see why anybody else should.
A lot of your publicity, Elvis, is, I wouldn't say a lot of it, but some of it has been adverse. You know, I mean, the people in education are saying it's no good and it's vulgar and it's no good for the children, and they go crazy. Have you had any nice things said about you from adult groups in the States or in Canada?
Yes, sir, I've had quite a bit, but not as much as I have the bad stuff, though, I got to admit.
Your feeling is that your show is entertainment and you go on to give them a show.
That's true. Well, there are people that like you, there are people that don't like you, regardless of what field you're in, regardless of what you do, there are going to be people that don't like you. I mean, even if you're perfect, I mean, I'm not saying, that I'm perfect, because no man is perfect. But there was only one perfect man, and that was Jesus Christ, and people didn't like him. You know, they killed him, and he couldn't understand why. I mean, if everybody liked the same thing, we'd all be driving the same car and married to the same woman, and it wouldn't work out, you know?
How about this question? Do you really think you have got a good voice, or do you put your... Do you think you've been successful primarily because of your stage technique?
It's a pretty tough question there. I have never thought I had a good voice. I just, I enjoy what I'm doing, you know? And I put every of my heart, soul, and body into it. But I guess one of the reasons the people have liked it because it was a little something different.
Well, thank you, Elvis. It's a pleasure to have met the real thing.
Thank you very much, sir.